I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. 30 years ago this summer, Paula Cole released her song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? It's one of those songs that escaped into the culture, one of the defining singer-songwriter statements of the 1990s. It launched her career and entered the common conversation. But before she was a pioneering voice of the Lilith Fair generation, won Best New Artist at the Grammys, and was featured on Dawson's Creek, Paula Cole studied jazz at Berklee College of Music. She sang standards, immersed herself in harmony, and even turned down an early opportunity with the more jazz-oriented GRP Records because she didn't think it reflected who she was as an artist. That kind of independence became one of the crucial characteristics of her career. Three decades after her initial success, Paula is still having her own conversation with that moment and the music that introduced her to the world.
I think that there's nothing out there like Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? The message was complicated. Some people take it at face value in a fundamentalist approach to the word, and some people understand wit and irony. And I was very moved by XTC's clever lyric writing at the time. And I thought, I love how it kind of is almost comedic at times. I don't really hear much of that by women. Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in amount of tears. And then it led to my thinking about Where Have All the Cowboys Gone, which was... It definitely spilled out on the lyrical journalistic page first, and then the music started as like a bum 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 Roomba kind of feel, which nobody liked, and the demo stayed in the closet for years. And then I took it out because I believed in the song, added a bridge and added the catchy BVs and more of like a Ringo Starr reprise of Sgt. Pepper. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, catch, boom, boom, catch. Boom. And then everyone danced excitedly about the song, and it just took off.
Cowboys didn't sound like anything else on the radio, and part of that was due to the way she produced it.
And if you really listen to it musically, it's kind of in between, like it's a few cents in between the tuning of any keys, because we tracked all the drums, pianos, keyboards, all the vocals, all the background vocals, all of our overdubs in 2.5 days. I didn't know it, but my Juno was like a few cents out of tune, and we recorded to a pad on the Juno. Greg Lease, he played all the guitars on that album, and he had to tune to the keyboard patch because all my vocals were down. No bass on that song. I mean, it's so beautifully layered with the pedal steel and the guitars.
A song that waited for years to eventually show up right on time. 30 years later, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Still resists easy explanation, and it still sounds like itself. To hear my full Third Story podcast conversation with Paula Cole, you know what to do. Visit WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.